Hi there, Pastor Dale here. I hope you are really intrigued and encouraged by our church's 222 initiative for the fall of 2018. This is a new and fresh season in the ministry of our church. It's a wonderful time for a new venture in our collective walk with God. I believe this effort has the potential to be revolutionary for us. So let me explain again what the 222 initiative is all about. It's a multiplying movement in which we gather in groups of two, three, and at most four to encourage one another, to read and reflect on Scripture together, and to pray for one another. The idea is that two people partner together to be a positive force of forward thrust in spiritual growth. Through the simple practice of meeting together for 30 to 60 minutes once each week, each encourages the other to ask honest and penetrating questions about spiritual life, to engage the Scriptures in a challenging way, and to faithfully seek God's blessing in prayer. All along the way, those original two look for a third person of the same gender to join them. So two become three. And then the three look for a fourth person to join them. And once the group reaches the maximum number of four, they multiply into two groups of two, and the whole cycle begins again. The cycle repeats every 6 to 8 weeks. Now, 222 not only signifies the biblical basis of this movement in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, but it also reminds us of the method that we're following. Two people add two others, then multiply into two groups. 2, 2, 2. Keeping it simple and small is crucial to the advance of this movement. Now, a word about the theme of encouragement or accountability. In Hebrews 10:23-25, we read, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And James 5:16 tells us this, "Therefore confess your sins to each other, and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." The emphasis on encouragement or accountability is to provide positive force for the advance of one another's spiritual lives. No judgment, no browbeating, no penalties, no guilt, just positive reinforcement of the godly desires the Spirit has placed in each one of us. Our response to sin and shortcoming is the same as God's: forgiveness and a new beginning. Meeting together simply provides a gentle, consistent push in the direction of better practices. If you don't meet your spiritual goals for 1 week, acknowledge it honestly and resolve, by God's grace, to do better the next week. Now, it's vital to engage this accountability freely. No one should force another or be heavy-handed with them. Each one, of their own accord, freely offers to make themselves accountable to the others. Each one should freely answer honest questions about your spiritual life each week. Each one should treat what is shared with great respect and absolute confidentiality. And a great way of doing this is simply to offer your own answers to a simple set of penetrating questions. Each one shares for just a few minutes and then move on to the next person. Here are the questions. How has God made his presence known to me this week? What is God teaching me? And what is the next step of bold faith God is asking of me? And what is holding me back? What temptation has been a struggle for me this week? And with whom can I share Christ this week? You will notice that these questions are designed to touch upon important facets of the life of any follower of Jesus: intimacy with God, obedience, faith, holiness, and Christian witness. I'm sure you will see how powerful and life-giving this can be as we hold one another accountable in the highest regard and seek for the greatest spiritual advance in each other's lives. By the way, this is a great way to develop deep spiritual friendships. Few things are as rewarding as walking more closely with each other and investing in one another's lives. And an added benefit is that this is just fun. It's great to be able to get to know others, and it's wonderful to have a sense that God is working through you for the blessing of another. I'm praying that you'll take up the 222 initiative and run with it. God bless you as you do.